This specially called board meeting is called to order. Please let the record show that we have Molly Pope, Richard Trahan, Beth Cuevas, Joe Blankenship, and myself, Angela Lannan.
Sonia, not Trahan.
Trahan, Sonia.
I'll go by
anything. Not a new name tonight.
I know a Bridget Trahan. You can be Bridget today. No, I, she can't vote. No. So I look around and I see that we have no public participation, but we do have our guest tonight speaking to us for our architect speaking to us about what's going on with the bids.
Before we get into that, can we do the either approve or amend the agenda?
Yes. So do I have a motion? Do we need to amend the agenda in any way?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
So do I have a motion to approve the agenda? I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Anyone opposed? Thank you very much. Now we can talk about the project at East Beauregard and the bids.
Yeah. So we did do the bid opening on the 2nd, mm-hmm. March 2nd. We did receive two bids. Both were over the funds available for construction. The lower of the two was $438,800 from Gunter Construction.
Where are they located?
Sulphur.
And what was the budget?
So the overall project budget is $571,065. Of that, we've got $375,000 set aside for construction. That comes to 66% of the budget. What their bid came in at was 77 or 78% of the overall budget, which doesn't leave a whole lot for, you know, furnishings and things of that nature. It's not impossible, because obviously 438,000 is less than 571,000. But I'm not comfortable with the position that puts us in.
Remind me what the contingency line is for.
Whatever comes up.
Which there always is.
There always is. A little further down on the page, not to totally jump ahead, but if we were to put that contingency money, all of the contingency money, into the construction line, we would still have a discrepancy between that low bid and what that comes out to of just under $6,700, which is a lot more palatable than just looking at it as is. But David, I'm glad David's here because he has some thoughts to share. So I'm gonna let him talk.
Okay. So I immediately, when I saw the numbers, I called the contractor and I said, okay, what's going on? Why is it so high? Where's the money?
Mm-hmm.
And his position was the plan and the idea was to bring in some modular buildings and have them bring them and set them up. And he said that was like super expensive. And the numbers he gave me today, or Friday, that he had gotten from them for that are in his bid was way more than we were told last year when we initially started following that path.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, okay, what are some options? And then we had talked previously about the project, and I said, well, he had thought about hand building it.
Mm-hmm. The what?
Not doing a modular building, but hand building the building.
Just
from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from scratch.
Right. Slab.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Slab and 2x4s.
It sounds like somebody else has said that before, too. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I asked him, and he said he was going to look at his paperwork, and he had done some other buildings similar in size and scope and scale. And he felt like if he hand built it, he could get the cost under $400,000, which is a savings of, you know, almost $40,000. But so So the options would be to accept his bid and then do a change order for a scope change that would allow him to hand build it with a credit of, you know, 40 grand or whatever it was, whatever it would come to.
See, I was going to ask that because somebody had said that earlier, and I thought, well, then why don't we go back to just building or something if that was the
case? Originally, building it was so much more expensive, mm-hmm. and now yes. it's all flip-flop.
It keeps flip-flopping on us.
Yeah. Okay. And our supplies have gone up.
So do you have experience with this company?
Yes.
And this is for sure slab, not Pierce?
It would be a slab on grade, yes.
To me, that would be more sturdy than the modular.
To me, a no-brainer.
Well,
around this area.
I mean, it's going to be sturdy either way we go. It's going to be there. But if you do slab on grade, you don't need ramps, you don't need handrails. Mm-hmm. You know, all that's factored into its cost savings.
That isn't a flood zone in any way, is it?
No. Not yet. I always say that.
So how yeah, sure are you?
Year flood, yes.
How sure are you that he can drop the price? I mean, has he said for sure he can
yeah.
do that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd have to put it on paper.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do it all on paper right. and get yeah. all the stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah absolutely.
Oh, I say do it.
I do too.
I'm ready to get moving on this. I mean, get it behind
yeah.
this.
A modular or a...
We've been dragging our feet for so mm-hmm. long. Mm-hmm. And we really need to do something.
I don't think we've really dragged our feet. We just keep having things that go wrong for us every time we get bids out.
The way the prices are disaster
going to keep going up.
Right. Yeah. You said you've dealt with Gunner Construction, you've been happy with in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easy to work with, true to his word kind of thing.
Yep.
Good.
Now, the process has taken this long. I don't think we have ever got to a point where we can vote to accept or reject a bid.
No, we haven't.
We haven't. Not until
yes,
now.
Yes. Most of the time we don't have bids. Or
yes.
there are
so
100,000
we've tried.
Seconds,
yes, we have tried extensively. This is the first time we've
so
gotten to
it. So
this is
good news.
We
can't
even vote this
so
far.
Double
yeah. yeah. All right.
So now we're down to 400,000. But what kind of a budget should we be looking at to make sure we cover everything?
Well, that just puts us 25,000 over what we
yeah,
had.
So my question is basically,
other
do we approve the
$400,000
budget? Do we approve the 438 with the idea that we're not going to spend 438?
Well, I think that's what we have to do.
That's what you have to do.
Or else we have to rebid the whole thing for construction.
Yes. Exactly.
And we're out for bid again.
Yes.
So this would be the quickest way to do it, to prove the
yes.
438 and us knowing that we're going to...
Yes.
So that still makes us what, over like 50,000 for what we... Right?
Well, it'll make us, it should make us about 25,000 over. If we wanted it to come in at 375 and he's going to get it down to 400, we'd be about 25,000 over.
Okay.
And
but
we've got,
but we have to vote for 57,000
right.
over in order to get the 25 over.
I know, that's what's confusing me.
Right.
This is Gunter Construction?
Right.
Yes.
Because he's saying 438. All
right.
Yeah. So if we were to do that, we would need to, y'all, mm-hmm. I don't vote, y'all would need to approve accepting the Gunter Construction mm-hmm. bid at 438.8
mm-hmm.
and approve a change order
to do
a stick build instead of modular.
Two different voting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first one and then the other. Yeah.
Yes. And we'll... And the change order will formally get a number and a scope of work and all of the paperwork, then y'all can vote on that when we get that in.
Mm-hmm. Another question, this total, 571, is that going to change then because of this? Or, okay.
No.
So you're taking it out of the other stuff. Gotcha.
What do you mean?
What is our official wording for
numbers?
Change order for building by hand?
Change order?
We're you can't vote on that now. Because we don't have an official piece of paper to vote on. But
oh, they don't need to vote to do a change order?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
You're directing me to go get
that.
It, to
okay.
do that.
Okay.
Okay. So we're not voting on that
You're not
today.
Voting on that. You're directing me to
okay.
go get this.
Okay.
That's
okay. Once directing you to do it,
mm-hmm.
do we need to vote for that change order?
Mm-hmm.
Once I get the paperwork and get it signed, you would need to vote on that.
Okay.
Yes.
So... And correct me if I'm wrong, please. if we vote to accept Gunter, whoever they are,
438-8,
then even if, for whatever reason, when he comes back with the change order, he says, oh, I was wrong on the phone, it's a $0 difference, this really is my bid, we've still got to go with it.
We have some maneuvering, finagling, we can get out of that if we want to.
Okay.
It would be another vote on some other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
You save paper clips from another project. All right.
So we're talking a slab building, brick veneer, or no, this like hard plank, just kind of like the modular, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Comparable to what we're
very similar.
What we put a bit
but
out
on
for.
A slab.
Yes,
mm-hmm. But not movable, not modular.
Right.
Well, I thought we had. Did we to get rid of that? I thought we had just the. Front facade had a brick, and then the other three sides were.
I think that was several iterations ago.
Okay.
The modular building was always siding on all four sides.
Okay, it's fine. So we like hardy plank.
Like hardy plank, yes.
And we can paint it.
To paint it to color.
Unless I'll paint with stain or something, so we don't have to keep up.
I don't know.
It needs to be, can we do concrete or metal so it doesn't have to be?
As little maintenance as possible.
Right. I regret that I have wood on my eaves of my house. Why didn't somebody tell me when we were building, hey, put siding up there, then you can just power wash it?
I did.
No, we didn't replace it.
No, I didn't tell you.
You didn't tell.
I thought you meant you told her.
I put siding up because I thought this is the third time in 20 years.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we accept the bid from Gunter Construction.
I have a bid that we will accept the bid from Gunter Construction for $438,800. Do I have a second?
Yes. I don't know all the procedures. I second this.
All right.
Bridget seconds. Is there any further discussion?
The only discussion is y'all don't want to be painting, then perhaps vinyl or metal. Mm-hmm. Something that wouldn't have to be painted.
Right.
That would be my only suggestion.
Right.
Do remember, and I don't know if this really comes into play with hardy plank or not, but do remember our parking lot is rock, it's gravel,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a lot of grass to mow.
Mm-hmm.
If it throws a rock into vinyl,
it cracks
right mm-hmm. away.
What is hardy plank?
That's that siding.
Cement board.
What everybody's using.
Yeah, it's sturdier. It's sturdier than cord.
Mm-hmm. A port part of it?
It's wood fibers mixed with cement and pressed into a board.
They have to be painted.
They have to be painted.
It comes in an ugly yellow color.
Well, my parents have that on their house. It's concrete, but it looks like overlapping boards,
mm-hmm.
but it's concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But
it used to come years ago in like a off-white beige color. It used to. That was many years ago, but I've seen now it's that yellowy kind of bites color.
Mm.
That can be part of what you explore in the change orders.
I can't.
Something no maintenance.
Do you prefer metal?
Whatever makes less maintenance, I'm for.
Low maintenance, low cost.
We still haven't voted. Is
mm-hmm.
this still a discussion? Or are we
really discussing? Or let's
have a vote. Unless you have further discussion.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Now you can voice your opinion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now we're gonna make a list of change orders we want.
Now, do we need a motion to direct him to have a change order?
I don't think that needs to be a motion.
Okay.
That's just, hey, David, we need you to look at a change order.
And then when I come back, I would say, I recommend
that we change.
And then y'all will both accept or throw me out the door.
Please buy you a cup of coffee.
So go buy this guy a beer and thank you very much.
Appreciate yes, it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very excited that it's another step forward.
Yes. Instead of spinning.
Did that conversation come up as far as how long it would take?
To
build it.
To build it? It's in the book. We tell them how long it's going to take.
Okay.
I have to go and go back and refer to them.
It's one room.
Is it going to be faster building by hand or is it, how long is that going to take? Is that going to take?
But I mean, even not to gloss over anything, but even if we've got some visual progress going, it's going to be, I think, heartening to the community.
Yes.
We just got to get started.
Yeah.
And to the director of this life.
Right. Amen.
In the meantime, y'all have voted to accept the bid from Gunter Construction. Mm-hmm. We can find out if the police jury has to do some maneuvering at their police jury meetings, but they can go ahead and do that because y'all have voted to accept. And then I'm going to get with Gunter and try to get change orders worked out and signed. And I'm going to get the contracts going because that takes a little bit of time as well. And since we voted to accept, we can start that process.
But we might need to have the police jury know that we're doing this.
Definitely need to tell them that we're doing it. I don't know how much involvement they will have at this point because it's their land and technically their building, but we're paying for every, I'm not clear on the maneuvering of that, but I'll work with them to figure that out. And I will, when I'm writing up the minutes of this, I will also do a letter to them and include a copy of the draft of the minutes and say, this is what we voted for. Right. This is what we're moving on. I'll keep you updated.
And this guy put a bid out on it, so he knows he's possibly getting it. So he's probably possibly even maybe pencil it in.
Maybe. If he's got just a blank space on his schedule, maybe so.
And I'll call him tomorrow.
Okay.
And make sure he's lined out and ready to go. He's beginning the process.
Good deal.
All right. Thank you.
Is there any further business? Further discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Motion is second. Thank you all very much for the vote.
Thank y'all.
I'm excited.
We're kind of back where I wanted us to be in the beginning.
Yes.
Very